This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1983.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world of life in Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. You know what time it is? Well, I really don't know what time it is where you are, because these broadcasts are aired at all different times of the day in various areas of the country and around the world. But whatever time it is where you are, it's time to put other things aside and join with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour for a good time of music, an interesting visit in company corner, and an exciting story. Boy, just wait till you hear today's story. I think you'll really like it. It's called Easy Doesn't. No, I didn't say Easy Does It. I said Easy Doesn't. Well, just in case there are any sleepyheads listening, let's turn things around a bit. Instead of hearing from our cheerful cousins right off the bat, let's give a listen to Steve as he plays a bright song for us. All right, Steve, we're listening to Heaven Came Down. Cousins, that ought to make you feel like singing even more. Tell me, what do you want to do today?
I'm going to walk along with Jesus. I'm going to serve him every day. I'll sing and pray and talk to others that I meet along my way. And when I hear those church bells ringing, I'll bring a friend along with me. And we will walk and talk and
while you're walking along with Jesus, how about singing some songs of praise and telling us some Bible stories in song while you're at it?
Singing songs of praise, singing songs of happiness. Dark the day, light your way, keep singing songs of praise. Paul and Silas were in jail, veil they could not raise. Jailers calling, walls are falling, singing a song of praise.
Singing songs of happiness. Dark the day, light your way. Keep singing songs of praise. old Jonathan has another good Bible story and song all about a miracle that Jesus performed while he was here on earth. But first, Jonathan has some good scripture ready for us.
Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick, and he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed, broke, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat and were filled. Matthew 14:14-19-20. 'Twas many, many years ago, there was a little lad who loved the Lord so very much. He gave him all he had, some little loaves, some fishes too, and Jesus used them all.
I'm so glad that I know a Savior who's so great and wonderful as the one Jonathan just described in that song. Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? If you do, then this same Jesus who fed the multitudes is living in your heart and life right now. And according to 1 John 4:4, greater is he, Jesus, that is in you, than he, the devil, that is in the world. That's so good to know as we live our lives each day. You think about that as Lisa Sue tells us more about it in her bright song. Listen.
Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
I told you that we would visit Company Corner today. Actually, we have 2 sets of visitors in Company Corner. You've met the one before, though. They are the Thren Boys, and their song fits well here. Even though we have the Lord Jesus living in our hearts and lives, we're still not perfect, and we won't be until we get to heaven. But it's good to know that the Lord Jesus loves us, and he's still working on us to make us what we ought to be. That's what the Thren Boys song is all about. 5 brothers they are, Jeff, Steve, Mark, Paul, and David, all ready to sing for us. Listen.
Sign upon my heart, don't judge.
Pam and Aaron's song fits well here. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know that saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Now let's take time for that second visit in Company Corner, okay? We have a whole bunch of visitors with us today from the First Baptist Church of Elkhart, Indiana. Not only does this church help to sponsor our program on their local station, but once each year we go down to their church on a Sunday afternoon and hold a big area-wide radio rally. Usually have some 1,300 of our friends attending. Well, last summer, the First Baptist Church of Elkhart held their vacation Bible school. I was there for one of the sessions and really had a good time along with my wooden friend Wally, my monkey Max, and some gospel magic in the story. Well, anyway, the fellas and gals who are with us today were the winners in a contest, and we want to talk to four of that group right now. I guess we better introduce the girls first. Stephanie, what's your full name?
Stephanie Reynolds.
And next is?
Sarah Sankin.
And for the men, what's your name, sir?
Zachary Bolt.
And next to you, Zachary, what's your name?
Ryan Lippy.
Ryan. How old are you, Ryan?
6.
Zach, how old are you?
7.
And Sarah?
7.
And Stephanie?
8.
Now, how did you win this contest, Stephanie?
By getting 5 people.
By getting how many?
5.
How many did you get?
8.
Oh, so you beat that by 3. Sarah, how many did you bring?
7.
And Zachary?
8.
And Ryan?
7.
Well, that's good. Now, Sarah, what did you bring them to at the church?
Vacation Bible School.
Aha, Vacation Bible School. All right. Let's see. Zachary, did you learn anything at Summer Bible School?
Yes.
What did you learn?
Verses.
Verses. Can you give us one of the verses you learned?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you do that?
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Well, we're so glad to have the boys and girls from the First Baptist Church of Elkhart, Indiana with us. Thanks so much for coming, fellas and gals. Hey, let me take just a quick moment to ask you, have you sent for Keys for Kids? If not, I hope you'll get your request in the mail right away so we can be sure to get it to you. What is Keys for Kids? It's our exciting daily devotional designed to be read to boys and girls or by them. We're sending out some 30,000 of each issue, so we know that thousands upon thousands of families are enjoying Keys for Kids. There's a suggested scripture reading, an interesting story, and lots of other things for each day of the 2 months. So if you haven't gotten your request to us yet, don't wait. Write today. Help with printing and postage, of course, is always appreciated, but it's not necessary. Keys for Kids is yours for the asking, so get your request in the mail. Ask for it by name, Keys for Kids, and please, one per family. Here's our mailing address, Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Well, are you all ready for that interesting story called Easy Doesn't? We'll get to it in just a moment after Darren sings a Go Along With the Story song, It's Not an Easy Road.
It's not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven, for many are the thorns on the way. It's not an easy road.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Today's story, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Sherry Kite, is entitled Easy Doesn't. I'm sure you've all heard the expression, easy does it. You know, many people think everything in life should be easy and fun. There was a time when Ken Hansen thought so, too, until something happened that made him feel funny and very foolish. One Sunday afternoon, Ken arrived home from a friend's house where he had spent the night. He was telling his parents about the church service he had attended that very morning.
Boy, is Billy's church ever neat, Dad. Mm-hmm. It's lots different from our church.
Oh, what do you mean, son? How is it different?
Well, the people at Billy's church are more bouncy or more joyful or something than the ones at our church. Mm-hmm. Everybody was talking and laughing, even during the service. And the music there is something else. None of these old slow hymns like in our church. It's really great.
Why, Ken, I thought you liked our church. You know, we looked hard to find one that really teaches the truth of the Word of God.
I know, Mom, and our church is okay, but it's so old-fashioned. Billy's church is more exciting, and his pastor said some things I'd never heard before. They really make sense.
Oh, what kind of things are you talking about, son?
Well, for one thing, he said if we pray and really believe, then Jesus will answer all our prayers. We never need to have sickness or problems or temptations again. He said the reason so many Christians have problems is because they don't really believe God will solve them. If you only have faith, you won't have any worries at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, son, there is some truth to that idea. I think most Christians do need to trust more in the Lord. But you have to be careful of those who overemphasize positive thinking or teach that you always receive immediate answers to prayers. Sometimes people make it seem almost too easy.
But, Dad, Jesus said his yoke was easy, didn't he? I don't think the Christian life has to be hard. I think that's one of Satan's lies, to keep us from really having faith.
Son, let me ask you something. Does the word easy bring back any memories for you?
Huh? What do you mean?
I remember another time when you tried to do things the easy way. It was about a year ago or so. It all started in your gym class at school. Does that make you remember?
Oh, yeah. That was before I lost all that weight. I remember.
Come on, Ken, hurry. You can make it.
You're dreaming, Pete. That fat friend of yours couldn't run two blocks. We always lose when he's on our team.
But he's got to finish, or we won't win the relay. Come on, Ken, run.
Yay!
All right, guys, the race is over. Let's hit the showers.
Pete! Hey, Pete, wait up.
What do you want?
I'm sorry about the race. I know you wanted us to win.
Yeah, you're sorry. You're always sorry.
Pete, you better stay away from that tub of lard. He might trip and fall on you.
Hurry up, Fatso. Lunch starts in 5 minutes. Be sure to save some for the rest of us.
Pete.
Hi, Ken.
Come on in. You'll have to be kind of quiet. I'm babysitting my little sister while my folks are gone, and she's taking a nap now.
That's too bad. I just stopped by on my way to see the baseball game. I was going to ask if you wanted to go.
I'm glad you're not mad at me about what happened to gym class. I mean, me losing the race and all.
Well, I was mad for a while, but I guess you couldn't help it.
Come here, I want to show you something. Look what I got in the mail today. I ordered it from a magazine ad.
Easy Does It Weight Reducer. What is it anyway?
Here, I'll open the package. See? It's like a wide belt that you put around your waist. When you turn it on, it starts to vibrate, and it melts the fat right off.
Does it work?
I don't know yet. I was just going to try it. I thought I'd watch TV, have a few snacks, and let the Easy Does It Weight Reducer do its job. Want to hang around? I've got a pizza in the oven.
Nah, I've got to get to the game, but I do want to see how that thing looks on you.
Okay, I'll sit down here in this chair after I turn the TV on. Now, just unfold it and put it around my waist, like that, see?
Looks awful big to me.
Yeah, it does. I guess I should have told him what size I was. Well, we'll just have to tie these straps extra tight. Here, tie it for me. You can reach it better.
Okay, but I gotta hurry. There. It looks crazy, Ken, but I hope it works. Well, see ya.
Let's see. It's already got the batteries in it, so all I have to do now is turn it on. Oh, hi, Shep. I didn't see you sitting there. Hey, quiet down. This thing won't hurt you. Quiet down. You're with the baby. Hello? Yes, this is the Hanson residence. Long distance? Mr. Grady, my dad's boss? Well, my parents aren't home right now, but I could take a message. Just a minute. I'll get a pencil from the desk. Oh, no! I can't get up. Pete must have tied this thing to the chair. No, I wasn't talking to you, sir. Just a minute. I'll get a pencil. Maybe if I can lean over, I can reach the desk. Yeah, that's it. Now to open the door. Now I've done it. I've pulled the whole drawer out. Well, maybe I can pick up a pencil off the floor between my toes. Yes, sir. I know you're still waiting. I know this is an expensive call. Yes, sir. Oh, no. I forgot about my pizza. I hope it doesn't burn. Be quiet, will ya? Oh, no, Mr. Grady. I didn't mean you. I'm still looking for a pencil. Only I can untie this knot and get this belt off. The smoke detector! My pizza must be burning! Be quiet, Sheriff! You're only making things worse! Hello, hello, Mr. Grady? No, don't hang up! I didn't mean it! Sheriff, be quiet! Just a minute, Susie! I'll come and get you! As soon as I get this belt untied... Hey, the front door's opening! Oh, no! Mom and Dad! Oh, Dad, did you have to remind me? That was the worst day of my entire life. And to think I wanted to lose weight the easy way. What a laugh.
Ken, remember what you read on the back of that Easy Does It Weight Reducer when you were putting it away for the last time?
I sure do. It said something about it working best with a weight loss program involving proper exercises and diet. That's what you and Dad had been telling me all along.
You remember what happened next, Ken?
Sure. I went to the doctor, and he wrote out a diet and suggested some exercises for me to do, and I lost weight. It took a few months, but I sure feel a lot better than I did, and I know I look better, too.
Do you feel your weight problem is gone forever now?
Not really. I still have to watch what I eat and do my exercises. I guess I'll always have to do that. But it's worth it.
So what you're saying, then, is that any goal worth having is worth working for. Is that it?
Well, sure. Hey, wait a minute. We started out talking about the Christian life. What does work have to do with that? We don't work for our salvation, do we?
Nope. Our salvation is a gift from God. We receive it by faith in Jesus Christ. But you know, the Bible does say in Philippians 2:12 that we need to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. That doesn't sound like an easy kind of life, does it?
No, but doesn't God promise to help us?
He certainly does, Ken. And we can only live the Christian life through His power. But we still have to pray and avoid sin in our life and study the Bible to find out what He wants us to do. It may be easier for some than for others, but there are no shortcuts to spiritual maturity.
Right. We have to be willing to seek God's will, to go through hard times if necessary, so that He can help us grow into the kind of Christians we should be. Remember, Ken, Jesus didn't have an easy life, nor did any of His apostles. The Christian life is a happy one and a blessed one, but it's not always an easy one.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. I guess I knew all that, but I needed to hear it again. Whenever I'm tempted to do things the easy way, I'll remember that easy doesn't do it after all.
I have not promised skies always blue, flowers turn pathways all our lives through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. God has not promised we shall not
Well, time's up for today's visit. That was a good story, wasn't it? And a wonderful lesson, too. Easy doesn't. And we have to remember that even though it may not always be an easy road, Jesus has said, I will be with you. God has promised, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Now, that promise, of course, is to those who trust him, to those who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and are waiting each day upon the Lord for whatever that day may bring. Hey, don't forget to write for the Keys for Kids. Get your request in the mail today or tomorrow for sure so that we can get Keys for Kids to you. An interesting story for each day, a suggested scripture reading, and lots more. It's all yours in Keys for Kids. Here's the mailing address. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now. See you again soon.